tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's on Facebook already, but I think Bush shared it with on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire for a Barstool sports clip where what Tebow is going to do on his wedding night.
You got
to check it out. Well, you got to see it.
Do we have a date yet?
He sprays everywhere.
She's going to need safety glasses.
Petey's in the house. Tony and LD are with us. It's a Friday.
Yeah. Well, if Tebow's it's like any of us, and he's really not,
he'll
be hammered on his wedding night and unable to perform.
If you're a virgin, though, you're going to make sure you perform that night. Well, for at least for a minute.
That's about it.
Do it again later. Craig!
And I think if Tebow's proven anything, it's that he's not like us.
Yeah, true.
In any way, shape, or form.
Complete opposite.
I didn't make it in the NFL.
Here did he.
Was on this date in 1964.
Yeah, what happened?
Beatles.
The Surgeon General.
You're close. Beatles in February.
Luther
Surgeon
Terry.
General went to a Beatles concert.
Yeah.
First issued the warning
Cotton
that
gin?
cigarette smoking is hazardous.
Smoking is for losers.
To one's
vaping
health.
Is for douchebags.
That was the original commercial. They go, what's vaping? We don't know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
1964.
And previous to that, they would tell you it's actually good for you.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, both of those habits are obviously bad for you. And when I play that clip, we never get anybody bitching because
you know it's bad.
You know both of them. You know that smoking is bad for you. And you know that vaping makes you look like a douchebag.
Yeah. Well, at least we know that warning worked.
Well, I'm just saying, I understand. I don't understand. I understand the diction. I get it.
Yeah.
But nobody can say, no, it makes me look cool, because it does not. Especially the vaping.
And no one disputes the smoking thing.
No, they don't.
Nope.
That's the one thing we can all agree on. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Oh, I'm sure there's some.
Oh, no, there are some.
It's been, our mission, at least when Craig and I were still smoking, we would always try to find the upside, the good news about smoking.
Yeah.
We could find good news about just about anything.
Yeah.
Any kind of category.
Red wine's good, bad.
Yeah.
Eggs are good or bad. You're right. Fish
smoking,
good or bad. Beef good and bad.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing good about smoking.
Oh, there's an article you can find
somewhere.
Has a few good things about smoking.
And Dr. Meat is going to strangle you, Craig. You know that.
One of them was helping in digestion, I think. And we all need that.
Yeah.
So we all need a cigarette.
All right. See you again.
Puss is going to find the video. Or I can send it to him.
I'm looking right now.
All right. Of an Atlanta area Waffle House.
Ooh.
A couple of employees there. Mm-hmm. Seen on video pouring food on a passed out customer and then making him appear to dance.
If not, just find a picture of an Atlanta area Waffle. Those are the best.
I don't get this.
So he's just pouring food on this guy.
He had passed out.
Got it. Oh, so it's a Weekend Bernie's kind of thing.
Yeah.
They start moving his arms?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And his head.
Okay.
And they put food on his head.
Ooh, that's so funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's kind of amusing.
Yeah. They got him.
No, but he's just a customer, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
They put a slice of cheese and salt and ketchup on his head.
I make waffles.
Making him dance like a puppet.
So is he a regular drunk that shows up passed out? Or did it, and
no,
they
they're fired.
Find it funny? Oh,
they're
fired. Yeah, I would think he'd be fired.
Right. Now, if that were some kind of frat party, that'd be kind of funny.
They're fired.
That will not happen at Big Pussy's Chili and Waffles.
No.
Yeah. Chile and Waffles.
No.
Chili and Waffles.
Chili. It's American chili. We're
now,
making
if his friends had done that to him, then it would be funny.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if the employees traced their dink to his forehead.
Yeah.
Did hardcore stuff.
No.
Well, he was face down. So
well,
that, yeah.
On his back then.
Okay, yeah.
No, you can't have the employees doing that.
No.
But your friends
have
License to do whatever if you're passed out at a Waffle House.
My favorite meme my favorite meme about the writing is they show a kid in the 90s or the 80s or whatever, and he's drunk, passed out, and there's a bunch of penises on his face and name, and then they show Post Malone now. And they basically say, frat party, this is what people think is normal now. You know, crap written on your face. Not just Post Malone, everybody, a lot of written on their faces.
My God, I don't get that.
No.
Yeah, but if your buddy passes out, in a restaurant, You throw an Atlanta area waffle on top of his head, pour some syrup on it. That's funny stuff.
I make waffles.
Yeah.
Head waffles.
Yeah. That sounded sexy. I gave her the head waffle.
Yeah, I'd like to try one of those.
You make head waffles?
You may have heard that the CEO and president of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, and his novelist wife, Mackenzie Bezos,
yeah, she ain't bad looking,
are ending their 25-year marriage.
But he's banging somebody else.
Novelist?
They know each other for years, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't have a prenup. You heard about that.
Because he didn't have Amazon when they got together.
No,
he just...
Now, if... And they didn't have a prenup. They live in a state where everything gets split 50-50.
Yeah.
So, even if he gives her half of everything...
Oh, my goodness.
He's still richest man?
She's still rich.
No, he's the fourth richest.
And she's the
fourth... Or the sixth richest, depending on which list you look at.
Yeah.
And he'll make that back up.
And where's she on the list?
She is the richest woman.
Oh.
The richest female.
Wow.
And it would put her... let's see.
I would guess equal to him if it's half.
Well, no, but he might have other assets somewhere that don't involve her. You don't know.
No.
You know. Then be even then. If he did.
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't they be,
that, be even?
I guess that would be true.
Until they divorce, then the next day he's richer.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, it is possible, exactly. However unlikely, that for a short period of time, she will come out on top as far as more money.
Because
let's say the stock market falls a little bit.
No, because that's where most of the money is. So her money would go down as well if she didn't get it out.
Okay.
If he and they say this is unlikely, but if he has to pay her alimony, he's given her half and now giving her alimony, she actually ends up for a short period of time having more than him.
That is funny that she had to still pay an alimony check.
Well, they figure that's unlikely.
Yeah, obviously, right?
Yeah, if the divorce settlement's $70 billion, I'm going to argue over alimony.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Bezos, and I got to write another $20,000 check every month, I don't care.
I think she can maintain the lifestyle to which she's accustomed off this $70 billion.
Is his mistress a family friend, I'd read?
Yeah.
And she's hot.
I think the couple were friends.
Yeah, I think so.
If I understand what I read.
Yeah, the two men had worked together.
Got it.
And and are still, I think. He's a big agent for movie people.
Got it.
Yeah.
But okay.
They may have even been slinging for a while.
No. There's no word on that. Yeah. There's also some of the things that you read, and who knows if they're telling the truth. Some of the things that you read say that the other guy was blindsided by this, that he thought that he and the missus were working on their relationship, even though, apparently Jeff and the wife have been going out for some time.
I'm going to leave you, honey, because this guy's a lot richer than you are. A lot richer.
Well, the guy is still exceedingly rich.
Got it, but not Bezos rich.
But not that.
Yeah, who is?
So maybe it's just sex. Maybe she likes
Bezos. Nobody. Yep. Nobody is Bezos rich.
But, is also being reported...
Unless she left them for Warren Buffett.
Well, she will be soon. But otherwise, no one is Bezos rich.
They run the same circles, man. That they have text messages between these two, including some pictures.
What you wearing, girl? What you got?
And there is at least one picture showing Bezos in the all together.
Yeah.
And they compliment him.
Well, he's not fat. Is he hungry?
That is not while they're complimenting him.
I'm going to stop talking. He's got a big penis.
Yeah, they're like, is that a horse? That's what they say. Yeah.
Her name's Lauren Sanchez, and her husband is the co-CEO of William Morris Entertainment.
Oh, so he's got
talent
too,
agency.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
I mean, he's fine.
The biggest talent agency ever.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got money. Yeah.
But the problem is,
what's his name?
Patrick Whitesell.
The problem is that's a no fault unless he has a prenup with his wife. She leaves her for Bezos. She'll get half of his stuff too, and then she moves in with Bezos. who's apparently packing, Craig said.
No, I believe Bezos, if he decides to get married, will probably come up with a prenup.
No,
this
the other
time.
One. I mean, the other one. The other one. If, leaves, if she leaves the agent husband and there's no prenup there, she's going to have
money. They've only been together since 05, and he got into the company in like 01, so I'm guaranteeing.
There might have been a prenup.
Right? He probably had some agreement. But yeah. She's apparently a frequent guest host on The View. Okay. And also an anchor and special correspondent on Extra.
Yeah, I've seen her. She's a good-looking lady. Yeah.
She's done some TV stuff.
Did you get a prenup there, Tony, when you got married years ago, 10 years ago?
No, she did.
Yeah. Or did she get a prenup?
We had pre-wait.
Yep.
That's what we had pre-wait.
You had a wait contract. Because unlike most black guys, Tony likes skinny white chicks. Sorry. Facts is facts.
A lot of reasons for a breakup, some more complicated than others, but it seems that breakups can fall into one of a few categories. I seem to have six of them here.
Let me see if my breakups in the past. Petey, ever had breakups in the past?
Yes, yes.
Oh, remind me to get to the email we got.
About a breakup?
Oh,
yeah, it's a good email.
Don't
say his name.
It was not a breakup. But he is
his kids go to school, my kids.
40-something guy, trying to break back into the dating scene.
Mm. I got an answer for that, too. I read that.
Good.
It was a nice article.
Tinder.
I think I have an answer for Tinder.
So one of the breakups that fall into these categories is the unforgivable. This is one of the most common reasons for a relationship to end. Cheating, an affair, or even an emotional affair can all constitute unfaithfulness.
Breaking up for an emotional affair.
Get over it.
I mean, if you can get yelled at for having an emotional affair, but unless you had sex with that person, it's not an affair.
Would you consider that is true.
You might not leave the person for an emotional affair. You'll leave them for a sexual affair.
Disagree. I think some women would be more offended if you had an emotional affair rather than a physical affair.
Oh, I don't think my wife. If I had sex with somebody, I'm out the door.
Oh no!
What if it were the other way around and she were doing the emotional affairing?
Yeah,
I'm not as pissed. I'm still pissed. I'm not pissed off about it. Sex is just the worst.
She was sharing all her thoughts and dreams with somebody else.
Hopes and feelings.
You'd be pissed.
It's called Facebook.
There's also the surprise, the relationship seemingly going well until the other just ends it out of the blue.
Oh, you,
it's over.
That's a woman breaking up with a guy. Because everything's going well, the guy shows it too much.
Yep.
He shows it way too much.
And then she's like,
don't you
okay.
think?
Yeah.
I'm talking about just boyfriend and girlfriend stuff here. I think the guy starts showing he's pissed off, and the girl can act like everything is normal.
Yep.
And Todd said this before, and then bang.
They're gone.
Pull the trigger.
They get organized.
That's exactly what they do. They get organized.
Boom, steamroll.
All of a sudden, one day, we need to talk.
They got an apartment and everything.
Right. Yeah.
Sitting aside, waiting.
We don't live with them.
They're a lot better at that than guys.
Yes.
The attorneys will tell you that the women are much more harsh than the men.
Oh, yeah. And heartless.
Oh, yeah.
And more prepared.
Yes.
When they come in.
But that's also divorce. We're talking just breakups here, too. How many people got a text out of the blue since breaking up on text now is a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Never had that. I didn't date during the texting.
Yeah, but you might have if you had the opportunity, if you had the chance.
Oh, yeah.
The day.
But I said, oh, I would have got a text, yeah.
Or you would have sent one.
No, but here's the deal about I still think, we've talked about this before. If we would have dated during texting and you wanted to leave somebody and you break up with somebody and just said, sorry, I want to break up. That's not the end. That girl is at your door within a half hour.
Probably. With an explanation.
She's not going to say okay and then never leave.
Well, she's got to come over and fight for you because you're the total package.
Well, I just mean you're just going to know. You're going to or bitch or yell or whatever.
Yeah.
Then there's the ghosting. Similar to the surprise, the difference is being ghosted means you're expected to work it out, apparently. In both situations, it suddenly ends. But with ghosting, the other drops off the face of the earth. You've been blocked on social media. Your calls are either unanswered or blocked as well.
And then you're in the parking lot looking for him.
Where you at?
Yeah.
I love you, bitch!
Yeah.
It's I love you, bitch.
There's the mutual breakup.
I don't get the...
What did James Al used to say? If I can't have you, nobody will.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is one of Jay's murder threats. Yeah. Love you, Jay.
Yeah.
But that's such chicken the invisible stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Because you they're going to find you.
Right.
Yeah. They know where you live. They know the apartment you live in.
You're still on Facebook. You're still, you know, texting people. You're just totally ignoring that person. Yeah. And they're just going to go away. That's... No, most people want an explanation.
Yep. They want to. Yep.
All right. Hang on. Brian and Lincoln.
Hey, Brian.
What up, Brian?
What's going on, guys? So, divorced from my ex-wife, my kid's mom, about 3 years ago, was dating a chick for like 6 months, and still got the text.
Hang on. Pick a phone up and talk to that guy. Word. He sounds like he might swear again.
Yeah.
I want to hear the conversation.
Yeah, I do.
He's really angry. He sounds like us.
Because he saved it.
Right.
He's angry because he saved it.
Well, he can hear you right now. Don't swear.
Don't say the F-bomb.
No, I caught myself. Sorry. That's
okay. No, you didn't. You said it. That's okay. I bleeped. I bleeped it. But go ahead.
Yeah. So I mean, I was like, what did I do wrong here? You know, because I mean, we just went out and to a movie like 2 days before that.
So I'm gonna get more of the backstory. You've been dating this girl for 6 months, obviously, and everything seems to be so. That's a pretty long distance. That's a pretty long time.
What did the text say?
Yeah.
What did the text actually say?
It's all like. We're just not working out, and so we just need to go our separate ways.
And once again, one date before that, everything seemed fine.
So it was like two sentences.
So you
pretty much.
So you said what?
Pretty much, and I'm just like, oh my, yeah, I can't say it because you know.
How'd you spell frick?
F-R-I-C-K.
Okay, there you go. Okay, you said what the hell? Basically, what's going on? What was your return?
Yeah.
What was your return text? Anything?
I haven't heard it from her since then.
And how long ago was that?
She's ghosting.
Ghosted a couple months ago.
And you've never, you don't know where she hangs, and you don't really, you're not going to stalk her, you don't care?
No, I don't care. I'm 38 years old. I got way better things to worry about.
Good for you, man.
All right.
You don't need to be chasing
Thanks
this
for the
girl.
Call, man. Yeah. Right. It's a similar thing we have coming up here in the email, except this is a lot different, actually, I should say. But he's asking me how to get back in.
Yeah. It's either similar or a lot different.
Right. I was just laughing at that.
No, I was thinking wrong.
Wait, I'm confused.
It was a different email. The one Todd's talking about doesn't involve this at all.
Right. Tyler has conversations with himself sometimes.
Now, there's two
he
emails.
Argues with him.
I saw another email a couple of days ago. I was thinking of.
I think the Saints are either going to win this game or lose it.
That's great insight.
I'm putting money on the Saints, by the way. You won't put money on your Eagles.
You won't give me any points.
Why? You said the Eagles are going to win.
It's nine. It's
you
nine
said the
points.
Eagles are going to win.
I'm not an idiot.
No, yeah, you are. No. You said they're going to win.
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying they're going to win. I want some points.
Tease it down. 5 points.
I ain't teasing anything.
Tease it down.
Except for you, buddy. I think a dollar straight up.
A dollar, yeah.
And you're giving me nine.
I'm not giving any points.
No, I think win or lose.
Screw you guys if you're not going to give me nine.
How about your $2 to his $1?
Even up.
Yeah, no points. Your $2 to his $1.
There's your odds. You want the odds?
This is big money. You guys should probably think about that.
We'll have Puss hold it. We'll have Puss hold it so you're good for it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. The money?
The
money?
Yeah.
The money.
I can hold it.
What is the money line? It's not 2-1, is it?
No.
See, because then you're not giving him a very good deal.
Well, who cares?
I don't
you shouldn't have told him that.
You can have my $2.
I want to be fair about it.
We'll get into that during the sports. Go ahead, Petey. Craig. What any more?
The mutual. Some people just grow or fall out of love.
Yeah,
it can happen over time. There's no third party. There's no hard feelings. People can remain friends.
You just grow apart.
You just wake up one morning and say, I think we're sick of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And you both agree.
Yep.
The fizzle is a breakup similar to the mutual one. Things just come to a natural end over time. No drama or fireworks. And
I had a good friend of mine years ago was actually dating this girl for at least a year or so. I mean, and this is a long time ago because he's remarried to somebody else. He wasn't married to this woman, but he's with her continuously for about a year. And he wakes up the night before, got together. He spent the night. Everything was fine. Mm-hmm. He's in the shower because he's got to go to work. He comes walking out, and she goes, I want you out of here. Yeah. Not a fight, nothing. The night before, they made love, blah, 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 everything. I want you out of here. And he thought he's just joking around. Really. We're done. Straight-faced, nothing. And that's one of my buddies, so I know he was telling the truth. And he's just like, all of a sudden, nothing. You're out of here.
Cold bitch, man.
Cold bitch.
All right, let's get a little input from Kim. Some Female appointed.
That's cold bitch calling in.
Yeah, what's up,
Kim? Not you, Kim. Not you, Kim. Sorry.
We need a wellness
although
point
she giggled
you.
At that, right? Yeah. What? Yeah. So were you ghosted, Kim?
I have never ghosted anyone. I'm in a strong opinion of being pretty straightforward.
Okay.
I have broken up via text before.
Wait.
How's that work, by the way?
You did the breaking up or you were on the receiving end?
She broke
up. The one doing the breaking up.
Now, you broke up through text. Did you show any signs that you weren't happy before the text? Be honest.
Maybe. I felt for that guy who said he went out on the date, who went out on a movie the 2 days before, and then the gal broke up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she was testing the water. She was trying to see if she truly wanted to end it.
Giving him one last chance?
Yep. So, yep, and there was just something, and she's not going to tell him, but there was something about him that was just annoying her.
Well,
his personality, and then that's why she felt just zero desire to reply. She just wanted to be done with him.
All right, before you sent this text, was there any discussion about, hey, maybe we should go our separate ways, maybe we should take a break, something along those lines?
I felt that the gentleman that I had been dating was pretty set in his ways.
How long were you together?
It was casually dating for probably about 6 months.
Okay, that's a decent amount of time. So the text said what?
I said something similar to what that gal said. I said, I don't think this is working anymore, and I don't think we should see each other.
Now, were you lucky enough where he didn't contact you back at all?
No, he wrote back and asked why or if we could talk, and I said that my mind was pretty made up and no talking was going to change it.
And then he let you alone?
Yep, he left me alone.
Good.
We're friends. Everything's amicable. So
good.
Okay, so he let you alone. That's the key point. See, I don't think the other way around.
Some guys.
I think you're showing up.
I think.
Yes.
If I'm trying to remember back, he did ask why, and I gave him some pretty straightforward answers as to reasons on what I based my decision on.
Small penis.
That may have been part of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like Kim.
You can just sense it.
Kim,
you can sense
Kim.
I just threw it out there.
I may have sugarcoated it and just said, lack of chemistry in the bedroom.
Oh, damn.
That sounds worse.
If Kim listens to us, she can handle that line.
You did provide some details.
Yeah. No, she didn't say small penis.
Yeah, if I get a text from a woman breaking up, we're not friends anymore.
Not for a while. Not for a while.
I can't do it.
Did it take a while for this guy to come back and just be buddies?
No, we were fine. In fact, I think I left a couple things at his house, and he met up and gave them to me, and it wasn't weird or anything.
Unless he's hearing your voice right now, and now you know he has a small penis.
He's in another state.
They have the internet there.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Kim. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
That's a good call.
No,
I was just guessing. And as if she listens to the show,
she can reply back. Well, you're too big.
Yeah, like you did.
You're
That's
too
it.
Big.
Yeah. You're right. Guys have that. Right. Guys have that option.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought?
Yeah.
Call her hallway.
Yeah.
You're a hallway.
Yeah.
You're a hopeless romantic.
No,
LB.
We like Kim, and she's a listener,
rocks.
And he's out of state.
Yeah, Kim rocks.
All right. We'll get that email when you get back. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
A little sports, Petey. We'll, a little late with Petey Mac. And I'll now finalize our massive bet.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.